or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And yes, I am your host this afternoon. And my name is Chris Switzer. And yes, that is my name given to me by my mother and father at my birth. It's not a pseudonym. It's not an alias. I am who I am. And God knows every hair on my head, of course. But some of y'all don't know me. Most of you don't. You've just heard my disembodied voice on these airwaves. But I've met some of you in real life. I've gone out to do real activism. I've tried to make a difference where I thought it would make a difference. So on and so forth. But I should have listened to my own advice. I said this many, many years ago. And it was actually a gem that I got from the late William Cooper. Which is this. I will not join any group or organization out there who's willing to have me. Let that sink in. It all comes down to this. Who benefits? Cui bono? Who benefits? Why do they want me? Right? What's going on? I'm going to start off with a little article here to show you what it's all about, what the end game is. And then we'll do a little truth-telling as it pertains to the Goyim Defense League, led by their Jewish LARPer, who pretends to be a white nationalist.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
I don't know how to put this.
Okay, I don't know what that audio was all about. Okay, I will continue. So yes, John Menadio is the head of the Goyim Defense League. And he wants you all to believe that he is a white nationalist. He means well, but he needs your donations. Okay? Well, there's a more worthy cause for your donations. And it's Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. So if you have it to give, please do donate. by calling 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can donate by mail, send your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This is a subscriber or listener-funded operation at this point. Yes, there are some sponsors, but they need your help. Let's keep voices like mine alive and on the air. So you're not just listening to the lamestream media and even the fake alt-right media, like Alex Jones and his ilk. You will not get the truth. You will get arsenic mixed with some truth that you could get otherwise from other places if you would only look. That said, we have the former New Zealand Prime Minister, who is a man pretending to be a woman, a tranny, another Jew, urging the United Nations to crack down on free speech as a weapon of war. Free speech to these disgusting Satanists, these children of the devil. They see free speech as a weapon of war. It's dangerous. Dangerous. In her latest attack on free speech, Ardern, Jacinda Ardern, there's a name, okay. So I apologize. We're having some technical difficulties. We will get through it, God willing. I'll make a long story short here to say that, yes, the United Nations is evil. They're up to no good. And this prior New Zealand Prime Minister transgender Jew is there demanding that we shut down free speech because it is a virtual weapon of war. A virtual weapon of war. Well, there's legislation now being passed in America, the home of the free. Oh, wait, the home of the free. The land of the slaves, that's right. Here in America, passing legislation now to curb your free speech and your ability to pass out literature, any of that stuff. Truth. They want to ban truth. And who's at the forefront of it? Well, you wouldn't guess it immediately, but I'll tell you. I have a clip from the producer here. I've lined up a couple clips. Could you play that first clip for me? It's from a caller on Scorpio's show, I believe from Thursday night. And he's talking about Handsome Truth and his operation. Please play the clip if you could.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to try to... We have Rick in Arizona. Rick.
Yeah, I just got a couple of issues I want to touch on. You know, you guys, I don't know how familiar are how the machinations, how the Jewish mafia operates over the years and, you know, what they do to stay out of trouble. You know, when you go back to the days of Dutch Schultz and Lepke Buchalter, these kingpins on the East Coast that were controlling everything, you want to know what their biggest fear was? Take your best guess. Who do you think they're most afraid of when they were on top and, you know, getting an acid stomach?
David, do you
what
want
do you
to
think
venture
their biggest fear?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure what he's getting at. Go ahead, Rick.
When these Jews get on top, like the ADL or these gangsters in the days, their biggest fear is another Jew. They're not worried about the goyim. They're not worried about the cops. They pay the cops off all the time, but it's another ambitious Jew who's going to get him eventually. And so what we have here with the ADL and then with John Menadio, Handsome Truth's a Jew, okay? Believe me, dude, I've worked with these people for 40 years, and he's another Jew on the bottom, and he's on his way to the top. And he's going to do what he has to do to make money, and he's doing a damn good job of it. And don't be surprised that this guy, in another year or two, sues the ADL and becomes rich from it. Now, I think these organizations like Blood Tribe and the GDL have a lot of legitimate people in it. If you don't think there's not enough pissed off white guys to join these organizations at this stage of the game, you're badly mistaken. There's a lot of guys that are really pissed. And so if you could show them a place to gravitate to, I could see these guys are legitimate, but they're going to have infiltrators. The Bone guy, is he an infiltrator? Maybe he is. I don't know. But HT always said, you know, if you want to infiltrate, come on in. I'll try to convert you. He knows there's going to be infiltrators. But HT, I'm telling you, I was in the entertainment industry, and I know who these people are, and I know it passes for talent. And this guy has a lot of talent. So I'm not going to throw HT under the bus for being a Fed. I'll put him in the category of Dutch Schultz's enemy, played it. There was a movie called I can't remember, but he was always afraid of the Jews below him. And I see this as just another branch of Jewish mafia, where the ADL isn't afraid of anybody like us. If anybody gets the ADL, it's going to be another Jew. And I see that in Handsome Truth. He's making a lot of money. He gets a lot of donations every night, and he takes care of his crowd. He gets people. When you donate to Handsome Truth, you feel like you got your money's worth. That's how he is. And so for him, if I think he's going to turn everybody's IP address over to the ADL one day and walk away, I don't think so. I think he's crazy. And I think he's the biggest fear of the ADL. And he organizes people. And Alex Jones right away went off and said, oh, they're all feds. Alex Jones is a Fed, okay? He's married two Jewish women. He's got the infamous gap between his teeth. That's a sign of a Jewish bloodline. Comes from a 22,000-acre Ponderosa. He lives in the city where the IRS is headquarters. You know the IRS headquarters are in Austin, Texas. So when I see Alex Jones pointing the finger at the feds, I think those guys are legitimate. Now that they got a Fed involved, that's possible. But I'm not counting these guys out. And there's more and more people are coming to these organizations. And that's good for us. Unless anybody, and plus, all the people that jumped on Handsome Truth, you know, I'm suspicious of. That's all I got to say. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Rick. David, your commentary.
Well, interesting perspective from Rick.
And that's it, folks. So Rick posits it's almost like a double-minded phone call, right? And we know from Scripture not to be double-minded, or it's Orwellian double talk, double think. So in the first place, this gentleman Rick who called into the show is right that he says that Handsome Truth, real name John Menadio II, who is a Hispanic/Sephardic Jew. His paternal grandfather's last name is Wagner, which is an Ashkenazi word for wheelmaker. All that aside, though, he himself, the caller, says, yes, John is a Jew. I've worked in the entertainment industry. He's it. You know, he's the entertainer. He keeps you engaged. That's why he's there. Beard. He's their cover. He's the front guy. Okay? But with that said, how can you then say this organization's legitimate and guys joining up to it is for a good cause? It's corrupt at the roots. John Menadio is not a God-fearing man. You judge a tree by its fruit. As Rick, the caller, said, he's raking in the money, the donations. He does this for a living. And he's not bringing folks to Christ. He's not showing the white brethren out there how to come to their creator, the creator God of Israel, Yahweh. He's not. In fact, he admits and has admitted on several occasions that he is actively, actively promoting the anti-hate crime legislation and anti-Semitic laws that are being passed in America right now to shut you up, get rid of your freedoms and your free speech. And he says in the clip you're about to hear, his excuse for it is that Joseph Goebbels under Hitler had an off comment about when the Jews pass this type of legislation, it means they're in their demise or their death throes, so it's a good thing. That's how he justifies being an ADL asset and pushing for these laws to come into being in America. And he actually did the same thing that this caller says that Alex Jones does, where he's centrally located right in the belly of the beast because he works for them. Well, Handsome Truth previously lived in Northern California, moved out to Florida where he is now, and shortly thereafter he moves to Florida. Florida gets on the map with all the GDL and their ruckus and how they're terrible white people and they need to be shut down. And now they pass that legislation, the very legislation that we should be very concerned about. And he promotes it. If the producer, if you could play that next clip, very short, it'll prove my point. Please listen.
Oh, this is a serious bill that they're trying to push here. You know, taking freedom of speech, making it, you know, illegal to criticize Jews. And there is a little bit of good news with that, because Goebbels has one of those quotes. I'm gonna butcher it, but he says once Jews start making laws about speaking about Jews, it's usually the sign of their first their demise. So
that's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we could use your help with pushing that bill.
Yeah. So, please understand that these guys are not who you think they are. Not at all. And God is no respecter of persons. He's not. This has nothing to do with Chris Switzer, and I could care less what people think of me. But I will say this, because there are people, you know, obviously talking bad about me, saying I'm a Jewish plant. I went down there to stir the pot. Some people even say I'm running cover for John. I don't know how that comes about or works, but I went down to Florida in 2021 to meet up with these guys in good faith. In good faith, because I was sick of what was going on around me. My country is going to crap, and we can't even talk about a Jew. The same Jew who can actively kill my people without any scrutiny, it seemingly. Because if you scrutinize them, you're called an anti-Semite. And most people are too scared to be labeled an enemy of the Jew, a.k.a. an anti-Semite, or be racist, right? So I decide to go down there. I had only met them through the internet. And at the time, I was still cursing like a sailor and not living completely right. But I did know God. You'll hear more about it after the break, folks. Stay tuned.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
We're back. This is the Freedom Ministry on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Please, folks, donate if you can. Please donate if you can. They make it very easy. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button and donate in the easiest way you can. Or if you're not using cards, you can donate by mail. Please send your check or money order payable to RBN, sent to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or call toll-free 800-724-2719. Extension 3, let's keep voices like mine alive on the air so you can get the truth and hear other people's opinions about these things that are transpiring around us. Go to God. Even if it all collapses, you still have the Bible, the Word of God, and your personal relationship with Yahweh. Okay? But please, if you can, donate to RBN today. And I have a caller holding. I'm not going to take it just yet. Please know I know you're there. I will take your call. I just want to finish my point here. I went down to Florida in good faith and met up with these guys, the Guam Defense League, for their quote-unquote Name the Nose Tour 2021 in Orlando, Florida. When I went there, I immediately noticed some concerning things. And not right away, because I didn't see these people right away. But I showed up at the house with my wife, and I met a couple states coming down from New Jersey. I drove down. I met up with another guy, Nick. who is still thick as thieves with these guys, and he's younger than me, and who knows, that's his deal. But when we got down there, it quickly became apparent that they didn't do a good vetting job letting people come down to the house they rented, in John's real name, mind you. And they invited sodomites, just outright faggots. And not the term that you'd use, you know, as slang in the 90s, like for anybody who was not cool. These are homosexuals living wicked, depraved lifestyles who just a couple years, not even before, were going to rallies for Hillary Clinton, all sorts of just wrong things. Wrong. And these are guys that they are in bed with and associating themselves with. And I ultimately brought it to their attention to be met with more lies, excuses, and obfuscation because they are not who they claim to be. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. Let me read to you 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. It's within, folks. It's you. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Those at the top of the Goyim Defense League, the leadership, the hierarchy, those pulling the strings, they are not his people. This is what I learned. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith Yahweh. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. One night when we were down there in Orlando, my wife and I did not want to go because we thought it was so depraved. They thought it a good idea to go to a gay bar. A gay bar. Why? Oh, because we're going to, you know, do antics and da-da-da-da-da. He does this whole thing where he pretends to be a Jewish tranny named Tammy Cohen. He's actually shown up in the council meetings in Florida as this persona, Tammy Cohen. And supposedly this is how real God-fearing white men are supposed to behave in 2023 America if you're heading a white nationalist group. Really? Really, guys? So I see this in Florida and I call them out. Right back. Broadcast
will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Our caller dropped, but if you wish to call in, please, you may do so. Just be intelligent and respectful. That's all I do ask, and you will have your time on air. Dial 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. I'd especially love to hear from you if you've had experience with John Menadio or those of the Goyim Defense League or the Blood Tribe or any of these groups that are quote-unquote white nationalist groups trying to fight Jewish supremacy and the children of the devil here in America or the world for that matter, but especially America. Because I am here to tell you that they are controlled opposition. And most especially the leadership of these groups is compromised. Very compromised. They're not even white. But even if they were, their fruit is rotten. You judge a tree by its fruit. And yes, folks, you will reap what you sow. And I honestly, in my heart of hearts, honestly believe that my wife and myself were protected when we were down in Florida. There were a couple events that could have ended differently had God's hand not been involved. They prolonged police interactions, for example. And one of the guys who's kind of behind the scenes who pulls the strings is named Jason Brown. Jason Brown, a.k.a. Rabbi Glickman, a.k.a. 14 Hearts. This guy's also a reprobate. He worked in the correctional facilities at one point, I guess, and he has a record for doing something with a tranny at a truck stop or something like that, but these guys are just not who you would think they are. And they are out there to A, rake in money, make a living at it, and B, keep you as far away from doing actual damage to these devils as possible. And you're right where they want you, under their thumb. This is what they do, and they've been doing it for a long time. This is nothing new under the sun. They were trying to pull Paul, the Apostle Paul, into some of this stuff. To get back to biblical times, right after the time Jesus walked the earth as man in the flesh, the Anti-Defamation League was designed with this very thought in mind. This is something I'm reading from LaRouchePub.com. LaRouchePub.com about the ADL. It's from their magazine they had at the time. And it says, ADL provocateurs at work inciting Nazi rallies. On February 16, 1979, Mordecai Levy, a paid operative of Erwin Sewell's ADL fact-finding division, used the alias James Gutman to obtain a rally permit from the National Park Police for a pro-Nazi demonstration at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Pro-Nazi groups led by ADL Jews. Sounds familiar. The permit application stated that the Chicago-based National Socialist Party of America planned to hold a white power rally to show white masses unity of the white race and to show the world niggers and Jews are cowards, end quote. This is a Jew leading up a pro-Nazi rally, right? And he wants you to join him, of course. Oh, we got a caller, it looks like, so I am going to take your call. We have Thomas in New Mexico. What's on your mind, Thomas?
Thank you, Chris, for taking my call. I called into your show before I shared some of my testimony, and I sent you an email. I'm following your BitChute channel, but I don't know if my email got to you or not. Maybe I might have sent it to the wrong person. I think you're on Proton Mail like I am, and you're on Gmail, right?
Blue Raven, right?
Yeah, I uploaded. I really like your broadcast. You get a lot of good information on. You're a good radio host. So I uploaded you, and I posted all your links, and I recorded it. I have an app on my phone where I recorded it, and I posted Republic Broadcasting Network link as well. And,
excellent.
And I posted your BitChute channel. And I also uploaded it to I got a podcast. In fact, I got it scheduled where I'm supposed to come on at 5 p.m. this evening. I don't know if I'm going to go live or not on my podcast. I almost felt like I was going to have a heart attack Wednesday. And I think I take ivermectin horse paste. And usually I measure it. You're supposed to measure it according to your weight. And I had a bad reaction. I don't know if it was from that. And I took some bentonite clay. It's like a detox. I take a lot of vitamin supplements. And it felt like I was going to have a stroke or a heart attack Wednesday. And, but then it felt like I couldn't breathe, like blood was rushing to my head, and I felt like I was going to fall down. I felt very weak. It felt like I was going to have a stroke or a heart attack. I'm, I'm okay now. I still feel kind of weak, but I do like I like your broadcasting. I really like your broadcasting. I've had a lot of supernatural experiences where I don't know. I believe Jesus is trying to show me something. I've been praying and praying, asking Jesus if he would give me a vision and talk directly to me like he did back in 2005 when I was feeling suicidal. And I didn't tell anyone. I only told Jesus. And I told him, I said, I felt like my prayer was bouncing off the ceiling. Like I said, you know, you made ears for humans to hear, but are you hearing me? And I kind of yelled. I still showed respect to Jesus. I let him know I was angry. I was hurting. I even was crying. I talked to him private in my apartment. It was when I used to live in Colorado. And I told Jesus, I said, look, I'm not, I said, you need to prove if you're real or not, because I'm losing my faith. And I told Jesus, I said, I'm not going to tell anyone my plan to end my life. And I didn't want self-pity or anything. I didn't want to tell anybody because I thought maybe somebody might call up the police, and then I didn't want them to take me to some psych ward or anything, thinking I'm a nutcase. And Jesus did hear my prayer. 2 days later, I shared this on your broadcast when I called in. 2 days later, I was on Pal Talk voice chat. Nobody knew what I was doing. I walked across the liquor street and I hit to the liquor store and I was drinking alcohol and I was taking a bunch of Klonopin. The more I kept drinking, I was taking more Klonopin. I happened to be, I had Pal Talk. I was sitting at my desktop computer. Nobody knew what I was doing. Only Jesus. And, and this woman by the name of Diane, and I didn't type nothing in the chat. I was in a Christian chat room listening, but I was drinking, and I kept taking more Klonopin. I told Jesus, see, I'm telling you, I talked to you. You better listen fast because I'm going to take more. I'm going to take more of these pills. I had over 300 Klonopin. They're like Valium.
Yeah,
and this woman, she gets on the microphone. Nobody knew what I was doing. It shocked the hell out of me. I was kind of a little intoxicated, but not that. It caught my attention. It sobered me up right away. The woman, she gets on her microphone. She said, I'm sorry. I didn't get on the mic to take over this chat room, but I was given an urgent message to give to one specific person. And I don't believe in coincidences. Out of a chat room about 60 or 70 people, she picked me of all people. That's why it caught my attention. And the words I heard, I started crying, Chris. I knew without a doubt that that Jesus gave this woman a message to give directly to me. The words I heard was, I still love you. I want you to know I'm with you right now. I'm never going to leave you or forsake you. I know you're going through depression. I forgot all the exact words, so I'm kind of paraphrasing what she said. But I fell on my knees while she was talking, and then we didn't want to take over that chat room. She texted me private, and she asked me a question. She said, I'm wondering what this is about. Are you okay? Because I haven't been given an urgent message from the Holy Spirit for a long time to give to somebody like that. And I told her, maybe we should make a private chat room. And I said, and thank you. She asked me if I felt comfortable sharing. And I said, yes, I do. And I thanked her, and we made a private chat room because we didn't want to take, it was somebody else's chat, Christian chat room, and we didn't want to take over there. So we talked private. I told her, she told me her name, Diane from West Virginia. And I lost contact with her. This took place January of 2005. Hey, but I'm dealing with a lot, Chris. I need prayers, man. Because
you will have it.
This is, well, oh yeah, I told that woman. I thanked her. I told her. I said, you know, I told her I prayed to Jesus 2 days before I told her what happened. I was totally losing my faith. I really wanted to end my life. And I told her, if you didn't get on the microphone in the nick of time, I may be dead. And and Jesus has been proven to me just a lot of over and over. He's protected me because I am a targeted individual. I am for a long time and connected to that. They use organized government gang stalking. And for a long time, I've been targeted. They even can target your birds, your pets. They tortured a sure. little parakeet of mine. And I've been going through this for years. And then on top of it, I'm dealing, my mother's losing it. I'm praying for my mother. I am praying for my mother. She's 84, 85 years old. I had to call the New Mexico State Police here where I live back in 20. But this is what really shocked me. I had a dream 2 days before this happened. 2 days I had a dream of domestic violence. We grew up, me and my stepbrothers. I grew up under a lot of fear because I feared my stepdad. We lived under a lot of domestic violence. My stepdad is a very evil man, and she's still with him. And but I'm not scared of him now. I'm almost I'm going to be 60 years old in 3 more years. I'm old. Mm-hmm. I'm ancient. I'm 57. But anyways, going back to 2014, I'll never forget that date. It's like embedded in my mind. I had that dream of domestic violence. I woke up and I had to use the bathroom, and I told myself, don't let the dream bother it. But it seemed very real, like I was almost like I was right there. And then 2 days later, my mother knocked on my door. I found out it wasn't just a dream. I seen my mother had two black eyes and a concussion on her forehead. And I'm still dealing with this. Here in the state of New Mexico, my hands are tied, Chris. I did call the state police. I reported him. And my mother gaslights even me. She's a chronic liar. She does go to this, where the property where I'm staying at is, I live in a trailer. It belongs to the small little Lutheran church here in northeastern New Mexico. My mother goes to this church, but my mother, I don't know, or either my stepdad did something where, because she had a bad concussion on her forehead. Maybe she had some brain damage when he beat her. But here in New Mexico, if a woman lies to the police, then the state police told me their hands are tied. They said, yes, they told me, Thomas, we've seen your mother. We've seen you're not lying. We've seen she had two black eyes and a concussion, just like you said. But your mother is saying that she slipped and fell down on the ice. That's a big lie. She lies a lot. Ten Commandments say we're not supposed to lie, you know, but I don't know. I just don't understand it, Chris, why a woman would want to stay with a man like that. Sure. If I would have reported my stepdad years ago, he used to have been a rancher and he had cattle. And when he had a calf that was born dead, that's a crime. That's a felony in the state of New Mexico. My stepdad, when he had a calf at the ranch that was born dead, he would go to somebody else's ranch, steal somebody's calf, and then later put his brand on the calf And if you get caught doing that,
yeah,
they have in New Mexico what they call Brandon special. Oh, you got
to. I'm going to reply to you off air, Thomas. I have to move it along. I'll reply to your email. Right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I just want to quickly reply to Thomas, New Mexico. We got to give these things to God. And, you know, the police are not there to help you as much as you'd believe it to be. You've been indoctrinated into that belief. They're not there for that. Even in the public policy and the law, the statutes that they've written, man's law, not God's law, but yes, the law of the state, the law of the federal government, they're not there to protect you, so there's no point in going to them. If it works out in your favor, it's just by chance, or it's because God intended it to work that way. So go to God, and please, if you can, pray for Thomas in New Mexico and his mother. And I hope she has left that wicked devil. We have a couple callers holding. I will take the next caller and get right it back into it. Patrick is holding patiently in Texas. Hey, Patrick.
How are you doing, Chris? Yeah, this, I can reminisce with this guy. All of our people have been, they deliberately have harmed us. And it's what they do. They cut our food supply off. They militarize everything. Like Blackbird talks about, all the universities and everything weaponized against us with 200 NGOs just in his little county alone. We've done that, and they deliberately come in, and they hit one against the other, where they infiltrate, like you said, Gorman and the Vince League. That's a deliberate attempt to come in and disrupt everything in our own defenses. We're going to have to use our best of sensories to tell who's real and who's fake. And I think what we're doing is the right way, myself, because we need a base. Everybody else, just don't do anything. Just say no, or like old Jesus says, don't repeat a lie. That's all lying. We're fine, well and good. There's no way, for the non-alpha, for the beta male and the female, but for the alpha males, we need a little bit more than that. We are the front line. We are in the, I don't want to get off into that. I think you know that. And I think it's a good way for us to consolidate get our base back. But I think William Matillon was on with Blackbird, and they did a beautiful job talking about, the Amalek. And just reading about Amalek, is what it is when the Israelites come out of captivity, out of the Exodus. That's us. That's not the thing. These Ashkenazi and these Sephardics and these fake Canaanites. It's just God's choosing the best of the best. Just like Noah was white haired, and his eyes would light up the room. These are the cream of the crop. That's his chosen people. And when he came out of out of captivity, out of Egypt, the Amalekites attacked.
That individual will.
Yeah, that's the deal.
All reports broadcast will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.